With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Even as President Trump hints that he'd like to bring an end to the war in Iran, Iran says it has no plans to ease up on its attacks on the energy infrastructure in the region.
We're seeing continued attacks on energy infrastructure across the Gulf Arab states. It just puts more pressure on global energy prices that seem to only be going up. The top military spokesman there issued a statement warning that Iran's enemies would not be safe on beaches or recreational areas anywhere around the world. This is a threat that analysts have been warning about, that Iran could return to using militant attacks abroad.
That is correspondent John Gambrill. Former Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says he strongly backs the U.S. in its war in Iran.
We have to see this through to comprehensive victory. There's no half measure here. And therefore, I am so proud of the men and women who serve the American Armed Forces. They are the best in the world, the best it has ever been. And they will, in fact, do the duty that needs to be done, which is a comprehensive victory.
Youngkin made his comments this week to the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. military is deploying three more warships and roughly 2,500 more U.S. Marines to the Middle East as the war with Iran hit the three-week mark. A bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security fails.
Pressure is growing as lines get longer at airports and TSA workers aren't getting paid. Democrats did not provide the support needed to move the funding measure toward final passage. Washington Democrat Patty Murray says after the deaths of two people in Minneapolis, the focus is on cleaning up ICE.
The American people have had enough of this rogue agency.
North Dakota Republican John Hoeven says the Trump administration has made a real common sense good offer.
As people understand what's on the table, and of course with these TSA lines, I think there's a real demand there by the public.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is SRN News. Americans are no strangers to prayer.
According to a Pew Research Center poll, 44% of adults in this country say they pray every day. Another 23% petition God weekly or monthly. On the other hand, 32% of Americans say they pray seldom or never. This survey is one of many that seem to indicate a kind of schizophrenia in the U.S. spiritual makeup these days. Fewer people say they care about Christianity or any kind of religious faith, and yet many are still asking God for things on a regular basis. Michael Harrington reporting.
6 years after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, a picture of abortion in the U.S. is coming into focus. According to the annual report from National Right to Life, just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs. Those drugs could be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. This is SRN News. Georgia has become the first state to suspend fuel taxes after the war in Iran sent pump prices soaring.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a 60-day suspension of the state's 33 cents per gallon tax on gas and 37 cents per gallon tax on diesel. Motorists are likely to start getting relief in the coming days as the price cuts trickle through from wholesalers to gas stations. In Maryland, House and Senate Republicans are pressing for a 30-day gas tax holiday.
That's Bill Alexander reporting. Hiya Panjawi has more on the flooding that's hit Hawaii.
Muddy floodwaters from severe rains have inundated streets, swallowed vehicles, and prompted evacuation orders for thousands of people in towns north of Honolulu. Officials have been watching dam levels since a storm last week dumped heavy rain across the state, which led to catastrophic flooding that washed away roads and homes. I'm Hiya Panjawi.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.